This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California. With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze.
Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you on a Bears victory Friday. We'll open phone line for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you. It is a Bears victory Friday, Cap, because the Chicago Bears, they selected yesterday's first round of the draft, Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze, 1 and 9. As easy as any day in the draft, Ryan Poles says, here we go. The number one pick after all of the conjecture and question marks and this and that about what the Bears are going to do with the number one pick or what they're going to do at the quarterback position. They did what mattered for the Chicago Bears, to reimagine the franchise with a brand new quarterback and Caleb Williams. And then at 9, hey, guess what? Keenan Allen may not be here forever, but here's someone for Caleb Williams to grow up with, and that's Rome Odunze. Both coming up at the same time, and they're all on the roster, and here we go with the Chicago Bears.
I think last night, with the exception of January 26, 1986, the night we won the Super Bowl, pounding on Shea's Patriots 46-10, last night, on the surface, is the most important night in the history of the franchise, in my lifetime at least. It was simply spectacular. I was out at Soldier Field, the electricity. We all knew what the pick was going to be, but when Commissioner Goodell said with the first pick, Caleb Williams, the roar was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. I'm at the stadium going, wow, is there a game here today? The crowd was sensational. And then to see how things are shaking out, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, Atlanta's at 8. They could still take Odunze right in front of us. And I had talked to someone yesterday who said that the Bears did not believe Dallas Turner fit their scheme. So he was never going to be the guy. I'm like, all right, let Atlanta get Dallas Turner.
Sure.
Michael Penix? What?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll deal with that in a minute. But Rome Odunze's on the board, and there had been all the different tweets, Bears open for business, looking to trade down, get more pick. No. That dude was on the board. He's been working out with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Caleb Williams, and him. And now they're all teammates. Let's freaking go. Greatest night in Bears history in my lifetime. I was born in 1960. Other than the night we won the Super Bowl, because that's the ultimate prize.
Totally understand why you'd say that. But you know, Cap, what's interesting about the Chicago Bears, something, can you believe there's something else that we have not talked about leading into the draft last night? Are you ready for this conversation?
Tell me.
You know what the Bears have not had a lot in our lifetime? Good fortune and luck.
Mm-hmm.
Look at where the Bears were to be able to even get the number one pick last year. Thank you, Lovie Smith. Thank you for winning the game as head coach for the Houston Texans.
Correct.
And DJ Moore becomes the number one, ultimately the number one pick in the wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. Last night, good fortune, luck, the Atlanta Falcons with a ready-made quarterback right there in Kirk Cousins. Whatever you want to say about Kirk Cousins, he wins, he puts up numbers, he puts teams in a position to win in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
We can't deny that.
Correct.
And the good fortune is that if you're Atlanta, you feel, I need to be able to get more weapons for Kirk Cousins to solidify the playoff spot for the Atlanta Falcons. What do? They go with Michael Penix, Glassman, who's been injured a ton. Every year he has a major injury. And the Atlanta Falcons says, okay, we're going to go with him at 8, which opened a door for Rome Odunze, which is another great weapon for Caleb Williams to utilize. Now, just think about it. All the years of covering the Bears, you get this player from free agency. You try it here with the, you know, with the draft. You know, these are all flyers. We'll see what happens. We piecemeal a team together, whatever. But think about the good fortune, Cap, because that matters too. Not only just being able to acquire terrific players, difference makers, but luck, that helps too.
Yeah, that's a great point that you make. If you go back to the Joe Montana draft, top 10 quarterback of all time out of Notre Dame, do you know that the Bears were taking him if the Niners didn't?
Yeah.
That's documented that's from exactly people that right. were in that draft room. We're taking the Montana kid. Nope. Here comes San Francisco right in front of you. So getting a little bit of a break to be able to get the receiver and having the number one pick with a generational trade that you made, best trade in Bears history, and all of a sudden you've got an unbelievable amount of talent on your offense. We haven't seen an offense like this ever, ever. We may have had the best running back in Walter Payton.
Yes.
We may have had a great defense. We had an amazing offensive line with Thayer and Covert and all those guys were there. We never had a unit like this.
No, Cap. But again, very few times in Bears history, in our lifetime, where the Bears were able to be fortunate enough to be able to get a talent like Caleb Williams.
Bingo.
A talent, I mean, fortunate. Fortunate. Like, in year two, after getting the number one pick a couple years ago, you're not supposed to go back and double back again with the number one pick unless you are terrible. And the Bears weren't terrible last year, but yet you still get the best quarterback, arguably the best prospect on the board. That's good fortune. Funny that you mentioned Odunze, as we're going to take your phone calls coming up. As the Bears are able to get 1 and 9 in the draft with Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. Ryan Poles, in his press conference last night, says he was nervous that Odunze would not be there at 9.
I'd go back one step. It wasn't so much like a specific position group. The players, you know, like I told you the other day, Ian and I sequenced the board out all the way across, and Rome was extremely high on that list. That's why I was nervous that he wasn't going to be there at 9. Our simulations, it was about a 50-50 shot if he was going to be there. But as it started to unfold, Ian had to hold me back from not trying to trade up and do something crazy to get him. But it ended up working out really well.
Thank you, Atlanta. That opens the door for Rome Odunze. Next time in Atlanta, I'll throw more money at the stripper poles when I'm there.
Yes.
It's amazing, Cap.
Magic City. Yeah. And they have great wings, yeah. Just so you know.
I'll give them a little something extra. Just so we can have Rome freaking Odunze on the team.
But I love that he's so good, Ryan Poles, at being confident in his own skin where he gives credit. Ian had to hold me back from doing something, what do you call it, crazy?
Yeah.
To trade up to get the guy that they wanted. And that's what a really good front office does. I taped the coverage because I was at Soldier Field. And watching the coverage, we look like we have a professional front office.
That's correct.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, there's yes. Poles. Two seats over, there's Kevin Warren. There's Ian Cunningham. There's Eberflus. And we'll get to him in a minute because I learned some cool stuff about him. But I'm looking at it. My brother said to me, dude, look at our front office. We look like, wow. You know what the story you've always painted where you say to me, you walk into the owners' meetings or the general manager's meeting, boy, you guys in Chicago, how'd you do it? Have a cigar and a bourbon. Sit down and tell me, how did you get that? I'm looking at that video last night. My wife's fast asleep, and I can't sleep.
Yeah.
I'm going on no sleep, and wow, that is us. We look like we know what we're doing.
Yes.
It's so cool.
The Bears didn't look like a bunch of lab rats running around there. Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Like,
right.
It was all like, we have our plan. We're cool and chill. Professional, buttoned up. Kevin Warren, Papa Bear right there. Kevin Warren.
Right.
I mean, is that a Tanisha Wade in the back? I mean, all these people that have something to do with the Chicago Bears. And they're right there, front and center, Cap.
Like, they're showing the video right now on NFL Network of Caleb Whip. How cool is it how fired up he was?
Yes.
He was emotional, like, let's go. Took a deep breath. Mm-hmm. All right, game on.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Yes, because it's right here in front of him. His life is right here in front of him as a Chicago Bear, the number one pick. All the work that he's put in college gap to be able to get this. Going back to beating out Spencer Rattler at the beginning. To be able to get to USC.
Damn.
Right. And ultimately, a pro in Los Angeles, because that's USC. That's a pro program now.
Yes.
Nothing against the Chargers and the Rams, but all of the spotlight's on you because it's L.A. In a busy sports city, everyone on the football side is watching Caleb Williams. And they're like, you know what? This guy's going to be something special. And guess what? Here he is, the number one pick for the Chicago Bears.
At 11 o'clock this morning, they're going to all be at Halas Hall. And there will be Ryan Poles with his quarterback, his new receiver. Like, let's go.
Yes.
That's our team.
The reason why it's an adjustment for some, Cap, is because some fans aren't used to the Bears looking like this. Seriously. Usually drama, Ted Phillips here, Ryan Pace there, issues with the team. Like, no, you haven't seen this. It's different.
Right, and that's why when I came home and I put on the video, and by the way, Nick Saban is phenomenal on the coverage.
Of course.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I put it on, and my brother had said to me, when you get home and put this on, you're going to go, I can't believe that's us. And I'm sitting there, it's like 11:30, midnight last night, looking at my phone. Wow! Look at that room! Like the war room, the whole thing.
Yes.
The presentation. Mm-hmm. Again, does not mean that Caleb Williams is going to win 9 MVPs and 15 Super Bowls. It does not. I understand that. It's a tough sport. And I started thinking about all the talent on all the teams in the NFC North, and I'm like, wow, Minnesota's got a lot of talent. They had a good night, too. So you got to execute. But I feel like the process, how they're doing things, matters.
You know what Dr. Brew saw? You know what you saw last night? And you know what we all saw watching that war room? It's not that, oh, wow, the Bears look professional. You know what we saw? Confidence.
Yes.
Not the, like the Red Rooster that was in as a general manager before Poles. I'm talking about a guy that says, I know the direction we're going in. We're going to take this thing down to 3 wins. We're going to elevate and get better, 7 wins. Every year we're going to get better, and we're going to add on and add on. What you saw was the Kansas City Chiefs. What you saw was San Francisco. What you saw is the Green Bay Packers, quite frankly, as far as what the war room looks like. Yep, we know what we're going to do. We'll shake hands. Great job, everybody. Great. I mean, it didn't look like a bunch of lab rats in there like, what are we going to do? Are you sure we're going to do? I mean, it wasn't that. It's confidence. That's what you saw. Confidence. Not cockiness, because there's a difference.
Correct.
We know what we're doing. Don't worry about it. We've been around for a long time. It's confidence. And it's a quiet confidence from Ryan Poles. He's not a guy that's just frenetic and all over the place and he's going to have a bunch of splashy sound bites. He's cool.
He's super cool.
That's what the organization is. That's
super cool.
That's the Chicago Bears, though, Cap. Cap. The Chicago Bears. It's cool.
Yes. It's different. It is different.
Yeah.
And the vibe in that building last night at Soldier Field was amazing. And I will just tell you this. We had Kevin Byard on our stage. That guy's phenomenal. Tremaine Edmonds, that guy's off the charts impressive. Youngest captain in Buffalo Bills history. And I said to both of them, on mic and off, seriously, what is Eberflus like to play for? He said, that dude has our back and we have his. We love playing for that man. He holds us accountable. His passion comes through. We got a really good football coach. You guys got to get understand that. I'm like, he's the guy? Yes, he's the guy.
Yes. I'm so happy with the Bears upgrades that they've made. They just missed one. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze are Chicago Bears. It's great that first round. What did you like about what the Bears did last night at 1-9? What I would say, if you have not left your home yet to go to work or to school or wherever, find your best blue, find your best orange. Because today is the day, Bears fans, that you can be proud of the franchise going in the right direction. Today is the day. If you haven't pulled out your Bears hoodie or your Bears hat, anything that has Bears on it, it's time to pull it out today and this weekend and walk around your neighborhood, your job, wherever you're going to go this weekend with your blue and orange.
It's time now for you to be able to celebrate what the Chicago Bears have done. Hey, listen, many of us has put it away in a trunk, put it deep into the closet in the rotation. This is the weekend that you say, I'm a Bears fan, and I'm a Caleb Williams guy or a Caleb Williams girl. I'm a Chicago Bears fan because the Bears are going in the right direction. And here comes the boom.
Yeah.
Big time.
And now we'll see what they do. Do they trade back up into the second rounds? Another discussion we got to have, because there were 23 of 32 players in the first round last night, offense. That means there are a ton of really good defenders that fell into the second round. The kid from Illinois, we need a three technique. Jerzon Newton, he's out there. Kool-Aid McKinstry, we need another cornerback. He's out there.
Yes, please go ahead and do that. While I celebrate and just are in the afterglow of the 1-9 that the Bears did to, last night. I'm just going to, for 3 hours, you go ahead and please break that down for us. But on this side of the table, I'm just going to bask in the glow of something that I didn't think I'd see in my lifetime. A competent Bears front office that's just cool. It's cool, again, to be a Chicago Bears fan.
Yes.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. We are on a high. We hope that you are as well. On the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Appreciate you guys. I listen to you streaming on the ESPN 1000 app.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood, weekday morning, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget to go to YouTube as well, youtube.com. Watch a show there on ESPN Chicago. Also on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. The Chicago Bears take Caleb Williams with the number one pick and Roma Dunze at number nine. Ryan Poles expertly has done a very good job identifying talent in this draft and free agency. That has been the hallmark of our show. Even before the draft, we said this is the opportunity for Ryan Poles to solidify the offense, to be able to get new weapons, and he has. So we've been talking about for months, and now it all came to fruition last night.
It was the culmination of the plan that he laid out to George McCaskey. I'm going to tear this thing down. You don't have enough talent here. I'm going to get rid of the older guys, Mack and Quinn and blah, blah, blah. Keem Hicks. It'll take a couple years. There'll be some pain. It'll be painful when you watch us play for a bit. But I'm going to get this thing turned. Okay, let's do it. So, again, hat tip to George for making that hire. Hat tip to Bill Polian for recommending that dude. And now let's get to work. Let's get to work. Tremaine Edmonds said last night to me that it's like being at your wedding last night. He goes, enjoy the night. He said, if I would had any advice for Caleb, enjoy the night. Enjoy the morning when they fly you in and you're the toast of the town. And then the wedding's over. Now you're married and you got to get on with your life. Get to work. Get in your playbook. I said, how do you win that locker room? Because you guys love Justin. He said, yeah. You show up every day and you just work your tail off and be a good leader. I don't have to love every guy and be best friends with every guy. I got to respect every guy. He goes, and that's how you earn our respect.
Yes. So I cannot wait till the season so Williams and Adunze can consummate the F out of this marriage.
Oh, man.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Caleb Williams and his message to Chicago Bears fans.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
I'm ready. I'm excited. I know that y'all love ball. I know that y'all been waiting. For a long time, and so let's get this thing going. Let's show the love from each side. It's been pretty cool for me because I've been in some pretty historic places. So to be able to take the torch from those type of guys, I'm excited. I'm ready, and I can't wait to see everybody's faces, to hear the fans roaring on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays. It's really exciting. And I can't wait. Go Bears.
When I see his eyes, Cap, and see him, and he was interviewed by a ton of people, obviously, with the number one pick, I see a young man that's living his dream, and it's almost like he can't believe it.
That book, The Quarterback Dads, where he said, his dad said to him, he was like 12 or 13, what do you want out of your life? I want to be the number one pick in the draft, and I want to play football and be generational, be immortal. a legacy. And he said, okay, from this moment on, if that's what you want, your mom and I will put all our resources into helping you achieve that dream. But that means you got to eat right. You got to train. You got to live that life if that's what you want. And then he talked on that Pivot interview about my dream is to be the number one pick. That's been one of my goals. And you could see the emotion pouring out of him when he took that stage, man.
Yes. Yes.
We did it. Now let's go.
Yes. Goals realized.
Yes.
So he checks off that box. Now he wants to be immortal. Just like a lot of these young players, Cap, they're paid in college now. They're going to be paid in the NFL. They had their generational wealth. Now it's just about legacy. Ask a 22 or 23-year-old usually about, so what do you want out of life? Like, because you already have the money. You already got the cars. You already got the best of the best. What else do you want? They talk so much about legacy.
I want to be immortal. I want to leave this legacy behind me where people are like, wow, that's one of the best to ever do it.
It's this LeBron James and Patrick Mahomes era of athlete.
Yeah.
That's just about, I am him. I'm immortal. All this stuff. This is what they're about now.
Correct.
They already got the money, and they got everything they ever wanted, but they want to. They feel that they're less than if they are not at a championship level.
Correct. It's not just about the contract, because if it is, it's the wrong guy.
You know why there's that pressure is because of the social media era also, of telling people, where people tell you what you're not. And so that's why when they get a chip, if they're in a position to get a chip, they want it badly. Not saying that athletes in the past didn't, but they didn't have to deal with the social media as much as they are now and the scrutiny on TV every day. They want that championship, so it's like, F you, I got what I want. I got it.
Correct.
I'm a champion.
Correct.
I'm one of the best.
And it's coming to our town, which is so cool.
See how different that feels?
It's amazing.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. To the phone lines we go. On the ESPN Chicago app is John in Las Cruces, New Mexico, on Cap and J-Hood. Hey, John, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. Last night was a great night, but this morning is a great morning because I'm talking to you two, so thank you.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
First off, you know, like I said, last night with those two picks, such an adrenaline rush, such a natural high. We are just here to just take over not only the NFC, kick the Packers, you know what, win the Super Bowl. These guys are going to be molded and trained the right way. They're already at a top-notch level. And I'm just ready to take over the NFL, and I know you guys are too. And I'm going to leave it at that. Have a great morning, boys.
John,
too,
thank
man.
You. Cap and I just talked about the other day about how he and I lived through the Chicago Bears in that era in the 80s into the early 90s. How special it is when the Bears are at the top. Not just a pop-up championship, as our buddy Sylvie would say, where you're up one year and you're down the next three or four. No, no, no. When you're always in the mix, there's nothing like it in the city. Nothing like it.
It's the greatest. To come in every Monday, and it's like devastating when you lose because it's rare. Oh, dude, I want those days back.
Space is with us on Cap and J-Hood. Space, what's your idea? Okay.
You on board yet, or are you still got your Justin jersey on?
Cap, buddy, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Awesome.
Hey, I do got my, I still got my Justin jersey, I do. But I am so far on board. I am turned up. Let's freaking go. We got Caleb Williams. You better come in here and do it. Leave the Hollywood stuff alone, all right? Well, you in Chicago now. You gotta act like a Chi-Townian. You know what I'm saying? You got to come in here, be ready to work, put in the work, and then we got Rome O'Doom's Day. Let's freaking go. Now we need to go ahead and find out who do they want for Henderson, that defensive end out there in Cincinnati.
Or Henderson.
I don't know if we can. Yeah, him. That's who we want to get. We want to target him and try to beef up that line so we got somebody opposite Montez Sweat over there. But, guys, it's a new era in Chicago. We ain't talking about Kansas City having an era. We in Chicago, and we all hyped about what we expect from the football. This is the best feeling in the world. I feel like I already won the Super Bowl, and the game ain't even started yet. I am on 10. It's a beautiful day to be alive. Let's go. I'm so excited. Yes.
All right. Woo! All right, Space.
Wow.
Little Ric Flair on the dismount.
We appreciate the telephone call.
Love it.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. The Chicago Bears were able to get Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams on this offense. What do you think of what they did? More of your phone calls. Should they trade into the second round today? Because don't forget, there's even more draft coverage here today. So we want to get your thoughts about last night, your feelings about last night. I just don't want this show to just run all the way to the second round yet. We still have to celebrate what the Bears did last night. We can't turn the page on last night. So
agreed.
Let's just talk about what your thoughts are on what the Bears did last night and your feelings, where you were, the atmosphere, all of that. Let's hear about it. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Checkmate 1-6, immediate suppression on target.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Shot or no shot with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Now time for Shot or No Shot, brought to you by...
That'd be ESPN Bet, now live in Illinois.
Sign up today and the users get $100 in bonus bets with any sportsbook bet. We say good morning to a happy man who got his quarterback in New England, J.W. Norland.
Good morning, boys. How are we feeling? Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze, Chicago Bears.
Oh, it's a great day. It's a great day for the Chicago Bears because of the competency, Cap, that we see at House Hall. Once again, for those that are just tuning in on the program, we appreciate you checking out Cap and Jay Hood, especially on this Bears Victory Friday. But the point is, though, is that the activity that the Bears have done is a far cry from what we've seen in previous off seasons. And this is why it's a reason to be optimistic. Not giving you the Lombardi Trophy, not giving you the division. What I'm giving you this morning on this side of the table is... this is different than the years past because of how this is built.
Yeah, I just, as I said to you earlier, the word you use, process, is what makes me so happy to see how they did their process.
Celebrated today.
Like when Ryan Pace picked Mitch Trubisky, the process was flawed. He didn't tell his head coach, who's a veteran head coach who'd taken two teams to the Super Bowl, whatever you like or didn't like about John Fox, you can't deny the man's knowledge and resume. And so you don't tell your head coach because you're afraid he's going to tell someone else and it's going to spoil your plan. That means you got a dysfunctional franchise from the get-go.
That's right.
And the fact that the team president and the owner allowed that is unconscionable.
See, that's when you are not a sound, quality organization. You're not running business properly. Everyone with the Bears are on the same page. That
right.
Might have been a push and pull of what you want to do at nine in that room, but ultimately it's on Ryan Poles to say, okay, we don't know how long Keenan Allen is going to be here, but Adunze and Caleb Williams will grow up together in this offense and they're going to make it happen.
Correct.
He sees Adunze as the future of the Bears.
But we saw, and I know he's picking one so he doesn't have to disguise things like pace. I know that. Their process, we're going to go out to the pro day, we're going to have dinner in L.A., we're going to interview a billion people about this kid, we're going to do all these background checks, we're going to bring him into Lake Forest, we're going to have him have dinner with some of our teammates, and Ryan Poles not even be in the same room so he can relax and be with players. And all those players weigh in and said, yeah, that dude's, he's legit. We're in. We like that guy. What Andrew Brandt worked in the Packer front office, and now he's left football. He's a journalist. He said, just tweeted this. Remember when Caleb Williams was going to A, stay at USC for a big NIL package?
Yep.
Two, not play for the Bears and engineer a trade elsewhere. Three, demand equity in an NFL franchise and not sign a standard rookie contract. Oh. Lesson, ignore the noise.
Yes.
Caleb Williams never, ever talked about any of that. That was all a bunch of nonsense out there.
Yes, and I know that there is so much news and conjecture and rumor and innuendo out there about draft picks and sports in general, but when you hear just a rumor, it doesn't mean it's fact. And those things that was just pointed out, that was thrown in our faces like a furnace blast.
Yep.
Telling us that, oh, Caleb Williams is Hollywood and Caleb Williams doesn't want to be here and his dad's going to be this big influence and he's going to stay at USC. Again, just listen. when you have somebody that's on the inside or someone that has the knowledge to say, hey, I was told so-and-so and so-and-so here from the home of the Bears, I mean, you're pretty much putting it in the bank. You happen to be the home of the Bears, might know something about the team while we're here.
I was walking from the garage
shot
this morning.
Shot.
Yeah, I know. The garage this morning. Yeah. Some jackaloon stops me. He's like, I can't believe you like that draft pick. Kid's a diva. He's this. I said, you know nothing about what you're talking about. Go into your Dunkin' Donuts and get your coffee. And I walked on, and he's like, oh, sounded like Greeny.
Here's Shea Dorley.
Oh.
All right, here's your football equivalent of a blue chew, Bears fans. This is your 2024 starting offense. Caleb Williams, DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet. That's 2,000-yard Pro Bowl wide receivers, a rookie receiver coming off a 1,600-yard season his final year in college, also caught 13 touchdowns, and your quarterback billed as the best QB prospect since Andrew Luck. Shot or no shot, Caleb Williams will be the first Bears quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards in his rookie season.
That's a shot. That's an absolute shot. You've got weapons all over the place. Weapon after weapon. Love, love, love it, and I think he will.
Blessed with good health, he should be able to do that. That is a shot, because that's what it's predicated on. And him being on the field, that's what it's predicated on. He has weapons to do so. Does he have enough infrastructure in front of him to give him those time for those avenues to throw down the field? Now, if that's the case, then the world is his oyster. I mean, there's some spots here for him at quarterback for him to surpass pretty easily. And there's some milestones he could pass pretty easily as a Bears quarterback.
No question about it.
The amount of Bears quarterbacks we've seen.
Just stay healthy. Just stay healthy.
I mean, those records are right there individually.
Correct.
I want progress. Shay.
What about 30 touchdowns?
Yeah, that's a shot.
That would also be the first.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert did it as a rookie, 31-10, and not even a full season.
It's all attainable.
All attainable.
Yeah, it is attainable. Again, he needs the time, and but here's what I'm going to tell you, Cap, and I said this months ago. Shane Waldron's the new offensive coordinator, and you have a new quarterback in place. I'm not going to throw cold water on anything. What I'm saying is it's an adjustment for everybody. From the beginning, him to be able to learn the NFL. He is in college at a high level in the Pac-12. There's not a Pac-10, whatever. But the point is that he's got to be able to learn. They all have to be able to work together. Hopefully it happens sonically for this Bears team.
Yes.
Shay.
All right, Ryan Poles spoke last night debriefing the first round of the draft, and sounds like he's done talking about the history of Bears quarterbacks.
I think he just kind of wanted to get a feel for everybody in the organization of what were we about in terms of, like, what's our direction, what's our North Star, how are we going to get there? And I think through our actions we've shown that. And, you know, the history's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
Shot or no shot, the Bears quarterback history doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, we're on to bigger and better things. Don't forget it and understand how hard it was to get to this point, and we've accomplished nothing yet because we haven't played yet. We've got the kid. Yep. It looks like it's going to be great. Don't forget your history. Don't just erase it. It is what it is. It is your history. But now let's write a new chapter.
Yeah, it is. The history does matter, Shay. It does matter. Now, does it matter to this regime or for Ryan Poles? No, it shouldn't matter. But the point is that for context, we have to talk about where the Bears have been and then where the Bears are now and where they can be. You cannot tell the story of the Chicago Bears without talking about the ineptitude of the quarterback position. You know, I mean, he can erase it, yes, because he's focused on the today. But all of us that's lived here and seen all this Bears team not being able to get it right at quarterback for the majority of our lives, of course. You can't tell the story without talking about the history first.
Correct. To come from way back, you have to be way back. We've been way back. Now let's go.
I know in some sections of our society, many would like to be able to, you know, erase history, but you can't erase history. You can't just live in 2024. It's like whatever happened before, that doesn't matter. It's about what's happening now. No, that's the reason why that we have history books and the reason why we have context, because we have to take a look at how things evolved or devolved.
Correct.
Especially with the Chicago Bears.
You are correct. You realize, and Bill Barnwell wrote this, I saw it on Twitter, but I was thinking the same thing, but I'll give him all the credit. 2 years ago, Dante Pettis, EQ Brown, and Amir Smith-Marset were getting starts at wide receiver. Roma Dunze is your third on your depth chart. Third!
I don't know, Cap. We can win 10 games with Marset. I don't know about you.
Those people that picked the Bears to win 10 games in 2022, you really need to get tested.
Yeah, you want to know what talent looks like. Look at the depth chart for the Bears this morning.
Yeah.
Here's Shea Norling.
Well, look at talent around the league, too. 23 of 32 first-round picks were offensive players, leaving top 20 defensive prospects on the board in the second round. Bears are short on capital the rest of this draft, but next year have some extra picks that they could use to move around a little bit. And it isn't just defensive talent that fell. Another player who was linked to the Bears early in this process is still available today. Shot or no shot, the Bears should trade up for Oregon center Jackson Powers Johnson.
You know, there were people calling the show a month, 6 weeks ago, we should take him at 9. Now we had the Duke center, and they have already said they're going to play him at center in Tampa, go like pick 20 or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what Poles' eval on Jackson Powers Johnson is. If he has a really high grade on him and he could make a decent deal to go get him, why not? Absolutely. But what about the kid from Illinois, the three technique inside, Jerzon Newton?
Mm-hmm.
He's on the board.
He is.
There, Kool-Aid McKinstry, the corner, is on the board, who a lot thought was a first-round pick. There's a bunch. There's some edge guys still out there. Go get the best player on your board if you feel he, you know, is something you can use.
Sure. I'm still steadfast in belief that the Bears could get more picks here in this draft. They didn't go down at 9. They got the wide receiver they wanted in Roma Dunze, but they should get more picks if they can.
That means you're going to have to give up next year's capital. So
I'm here.
Don't they have 11 picks next year? Like that?
Yeah, it's fine.
And Paul said, it's going to be hard to make our football team.
Yeah.
So do I need 11 picks?
Probably not.
Probably not, but it's got to be the right deal for the right guy. Like if you're sitting there in your war room and you go, Ian, that dude's still on the board. Where do we have him? We've got him, the highest rated guy on our board right now.
Yes.
Make the call.
Sure.
Let's go.
Sure. I that's a shot for me because you want to, again, as you go through the draft, there's always going to be some diamonds here and there. Third, yeah. Fourth, fifth, sixth round. But wouldn't it be great today for him to be able to find something that is a first round talent that happens to be in the second round that you traded up to get?
Correct.
I mean, that could be.
Yeah.
That could be.
So we'll see.
Can you squeeze in one more, Shay?
Of course I can. The Bears are improved, we think, on paper. Mm-hmm. But the path might not be that easy. The Lions improved their defense after an NFC title game appearance. They got Terrion Arnold, the corner out of Alabama. The Packers improved their offensive line. They went with Jordan Morgan. And the Vikings were very active in the first round, trading up twice and ending up with their quarterback of the future in J.J. McCarthy, as well as the Alabama edge rusher Dallas Turner. Shot or no shot, the NFC North could be the best division in football.
Yeah, it's NFC or AFC North. Period.
Yes,
for me.
North. It's the Norths. Yeah.
Those two Norths. I think we're a click better than the AFC North, but we'll see. This is a loaded division. When I was listening to Chris Canty break down the Vikings and the talent on their roster, like he does not see that this is a team mailing in this season. He said, you know, you start naming off Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson and TJ Hawkinson and Aaron Jones. Like, they got weapons now.
Yes.
So, and then they replaced Danielle Hunter with Dallas Turner. If he's as good as we all think he is, that's a pretty good football team. So we'll see.
The question?
This is the best division in football.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because I heard the analysis about the NFC North. And I was
just say
about
shot.
The NFC North. Yeah, I got it. That's a shot. Yeah, I agree with you. All right, coming up, we will have Around the NFL draft overreactions. That's still to come on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Welcome back to Cap and J-Hood. You're officially locked in. Put your hands up in the sky. On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners. He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Time to go around the NFL right here on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and also on YouTube, youtube.com. Look for ESPN Chicago. Hit that subscribe button. We're with you till 10. Then Mike Greenberg comes in at 10, followed by Carmen and Yurko at 12. It's Waddle and Sylvie, 2:30 to 6 into the White Sox and the Rays right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Around the NFL, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Well, Hoodie, I got some overreactions from the first round of the NFL draft, and I don't think there's any better place to start this than the Atlanta Falcons, who did maybe the wildest and arguably dumbest thing I've seen in my life of watching the NFL draft.
Well,
I hesitate to call Terry Fontenot a moron, but I think his owner was doing that in the war room after the pick. Video of a very uncomfortable-looking conversation where Terry Fontenot has to explain selecting Michael Penix 8th overall. A lot to kind of unwrap here. The Falcons went out and paid Kirk Cousins big money for 4 years to be their quarterback in a win-now situation. And then with the 8th pick, they pissed off Kirk Cousins and his agent by surprise selecting Michael Penix, a guy they likely could have gotten later in the first round of the draft if they had traded out of that pick.
Well, you know, as I always say, you got to be honest to your board, kid. He was the best guy available, and they went with Penix. Got to honor your board. That's what they did. Take that.
I would hope he's the number one on their board.
Are you out of your mind?
I was shocked.
Cap.
I mean, if you tell me you took a quarterback and he's not number one on your board, then you really don't know what you're doing. When you give a guy 4 years, $185 million with $100 guaranteed, like if you had brought him in a week ago and said, hey, sit down here. We want to have this conversation with you. If this kid's on the board at 8, we're going to take him, but you're our guy. We're paying you. I think he would have been, okay, if you explain it to me, I get it. You call him while you're on the clock?
Surprise, surprise.
Hey, hello.
Kirk?
Yeah. It's Terry Fontenot, GM.
Yeah, what's up?
We're going to take Michael Penix here. You're our guy.
You're what? I got to go. We're on the clock.
Yeah.
That's how it went.
See, that.
Damn.
This is what I'm talking about when you talk about need. You know the Falcons did not need a backup quarterback in that spot. Why would you do that with a top 10 pick? That's when I talk about need. You fill the need. If you want a wide receiver, just another weapon for Kirk Cousins, he would have appreciated it. Offensive line help to protect his blind side. He would have appreciated it, but you went Michael Penix because you tried to out-dumb the room. That's what happened, Shay. So this whole thing is like, well, there's your board. If Penix was on top of your board in that spot, you don't know what you're doing. Then you think that Kirk Cousins is made of glass. Seriously.
You ready for the Terry Fontenot quote? If you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. So it's as simple as if you see a guy you believe in at that position, you have to take him. Yeah, any time you can take a quarterback that you plan on sitting for 5 years and you're paying him a first-round contract and you're not going to see him play until his rookie extension kicks in, you just have to do it. What a moron.
Sign general manager David Kaplan.
Sign general manager Ryan Pace.
No. I'm talking about the guy that's in there with me. That's on the board? That can't be on the board. Was that a board that was made before Cousins became a Falcon? I'm going to say it's an old board, but you got to change up the board.
I can't answer it. I don't know. I don't understand how he would be number one on their board. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
It's so funny, man.
So ridiculous.
It's just like the Falcons, all this positivity. They went out and got a quarterback. They got this roster that should be winning right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they go and do this. And you just, I saw it and I immediately thought, bad organizations stay bad for a reason. And that's why, right there.
There it is. Just, you're stuck in mediocrity. But we thank the Atlanta Falcons and we celebrate them this morning because that opened the door for Odunze to the Bears. Thank
Ryan Poles had to be sitting there with Ian Cunningham going, if they take our guy, I'm going to be really bummed because he was going to trade up. And Ian said, no, don't. This is going to work out. We're going to be okay. All right. They take who?
Ryan, they took Penix.
Did you see him laugh in the press
yes.
conference after?
It's starting to go viral now.
About the eighth pick, and Ryan Poles laughs. It's insane.
Laughing at another organization. Cap, laughing, chuckling at the Falcon.
I
got to call my guys down there. It might find out what's going on.
It might actually be the dumbest thing I've ever seen watching the draft. It like that was just stupid.
I mean, all right, Shay.
Speaking of stupid, how about this weird story about David Tepper, the Carolina Panthers owner, who yesterday allegedly walked into a bar that had a marquee out front that said, please let the coach and GM make the pick this year. David Tepper saw it and walked in to whine about it to the hostess.
Oh, my God.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, my God.
The guy's a billionaire.
See?
If you can't handle the heat, get out.
I can't believe that is a real thing. I can't believe that story. But you know what, Cap? It goes to show you, some that have made millions and billions in the business they're in. You know what I do like to do for a hobby? I like to own a sports team. And I'll run it just like my Fortune 500 company. I'll run it just like my billion-dollar corporation. And they come to find out, hey, by the way, you didn't get criticized on Wall Street because there's no talk show about your corporation on the radio. But it is for sports. It's all over the news when you screw up, when you're a terrible owner, and they can't take it. Because they're insulated with the money in the Fortune 500 company. They don't turn on the radio and go, they're bashing my company. CNBC's not doing that.
Correct.
Or Fox Business is not doing that.
No, the bar doesn't have a sign out front. Yeah, please make better 2x4s in your lumber yard. Right? No.
But if he gets into sports, like, I'm being criticized, I'm pulling over. Jeez, pull it over. Right now, pull it
Excuse
over.
Excuse me, is your manager here? Yes. What's your name? Shay. Shay, I'm David Tepper. I own the Carolina Panthers. Could you take that stupid sign down out front?
No.
No, it's our bar and that's what we want.
Right.
What an idiot.
So ridiculously soft. Are you kidding me? Now I got to make another call today down to Charlotte. Find out what's going on there.
Unreal.
Wow. That's
that
amazing.
That one's stunning
but,
to me.
But Cap, did you understand the parallel I just made?
Yeah.
All these guys, they never get the criticism. They're always in the high places. And they're always getting pats on the back. Until you get to sports. You're criticizing my moves? I'm a CEO. I'm a mover and a shaker. Yeah, but you don't know what you're doing. I don't? Look how much money. Have you seen my record? Yeah, but in sports, you suck. How about that? See the difference?
Yeah.
Shay.
The New York Football Giants don't learn from their mistakes.
Oh boy.
Just a few years ago, they took Saquon Barkley with the number 2 overall pick, left Josh Allen on the board. Whoopsie. That didn't work out in terms of winning football games. Got yourself a nice running back, but it didn't really matter in the long run. Now, they waited to take a quarterback in this draft, select Malik Nabers at 6. Uh-oh, Michael Penix and Bo Nix are gone in the next 5 picks. The New York Giants got Malik Nabers. Who's throwing the ball? They will never learn from that mistake. Take the effing quarterback. Hoodie, how many times did I say it?
No question. Now you're stuck, Cap. Now what are you doing?
Boy.
Daniel Jones and Drew Locke and Tommy DeVito. I understand that there's a boatload of money with Daniel Jones, but that's not the answer, Cap.
Correct.
It just isn't. It's not the answer.
But again, you go back to what we were talking about 2 seconds ago, the board. What if Brian Daboll said to you, I don't like J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix or Bo Nix. I don't like him. I'm taking the best player on the board and that guy. But I can tell you the Bears loved Malik Nabers. Loved. They never thought he'd be there when they picked. They liked Odunze too, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What if Brian Daboll, who's a quarterback guru, said, I'm going to ride another year with Daniel Jones. I got to pay him $40 million anyway. I'll get my quarterback next year.
You better be there next year. He might get fired. Like, this is just... My thing, I'm wired a little differently on this, is I don't know if J.J. McCarthy's going to be a good player. Malik Nabers might be a great player. But Malik Nabers and no quarterback gets you nowhere. Same way Saquon Barkley and the dead body of Eli Manning right. and then this whoever they got them nowhere.
Daboll's not the GM. Joe Shane is not going anywhere.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. They have another five-win season. They might all be gone.
Maybe.
I don't know if J.J. McCarthy's going to be great. I don't know if Michael Penix will be great. I don't know if Bo Nix will be great. But I think you have a better chance of finding out if they're on your team. Like, if I don't have a quarterback, this was my whole thing with the Patriots and the Drake May prayer circle. If I don't have a quarterback on my roster and I'm picking in the top six, top five, I'm selecting a quarterback until I find one.
Yeah, sometimes.
Because that's the way to be good.
Yeah, sometimes, Cap, if you can bring a rookie quarterback in, it could push Daniel Jones if he feels like his job is threatened. And maybe that gives a little bit more leash to the ball.
Maybe.
I just know that there's a ceiling on the success.
What did you call him?
The Bull.
Daboll.
Yeah, the Bull, okay? That's what they call him in New York. They call him the Bull, okay? The Big the Bull.
Again, I just go back to the GM. He may not be there, but he might, if he was not on a mic, might say to you, are you guys nuts? We did not have grades at that level for those guys. I'm not taking them.
Okay. And it'll be like the same old Giants. Just recycle them. Just fire everybody after 3 years, 4 years, you know? Daboll was a top-notch head coaching candidate, and now look.
He was coach of the year in 2022.
And then what happened?
Had a bad year.
See how
quarterback
fast?
Got hurt.
Yeah.
That's how fast it changed.
It does, man. All right, more of your reaction to the Bears draft last night. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. And still to come, some thoughts from Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. The Chicago Bears have made some moves in the draft. We're talking about them on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.